On January 1st, Illinois will join 10 other states that have already legalized recreational marijuana. But there is still no breathalyzer for weed to tell if someone is driving under the influence. Which brings us to the University of Pittsburgh, where researchers have invented a device that can tell if you've ingested THC, that's the main psychoactive ingredient in cannabis, from your breath. Joining us now is Dr. Alexander Starr from the chemistry department. Dr. Starr, welcome.
Good to be here.
And Dr. Irvin Sadich is also with us from the School of Engineering there at the University of Pittsburgh. Welcome to you.
Thank you. Great to be here.
So people are going to hear breathalyzer and think of the alcohol breathalyzer. Is this similar?
Yes. The device exactly works the same way as alcohol breathalyzer. There's a tube which a recent user of marijuana can breathe into, and the device will measure the levels of THC.
And how does that work exactly?
The technology is based on carbon nanotubes, which are 100,000 times smaller than human hair. That's very sensitive sensor transducers. And when the molecules of THC bind to the surface of nanotubes, it changes the electrical conductance. That's what we're recording.
And what does the device look like?
It looks like any other breathalyzer. It's a box with a mouthpiece into which a person can breathe in.
Mm-hmm. And Dr. Sadich, do you think it's ready for cops to use at this point?
Well, definitely. If we have a suitable industrial partner who is ready to just finalize the development, the device by itself would be quite ready in a few months. At this point in time, this is a prototype that we developed at the university, and it works from a scientific point of view. So the next stage would be really just finding an industrial partner who is willing to take this prototype and mass market it.
So one of the issues with trying to detect the use of marijuana has been that, unlike alcohol, police haven't been able to tell whether you just used it 5 minutes ago or whether you used it 5 days ago. But you're saying that this would do that.
Well, there is a recent research that shows that the levels of THC increases after the recent use, and then it decreases. And, of course, it stays in the system for a very long time. So if we can quantify the amounts of THC through research, we can, you know, calibrate the sensor and be able to tell if it was recent use or somebody was just smoking pot during the weekend.
Is there any worry about a false positive, falsely flagging someone who didn't recently use marijuana?
Well, of course, like any breathalyzer, you always have a chance of false positives. Even with the alcohol breathalyzers, for example, if you have a few glasses of orange juice, any alcohol breathalyzer will detect some levels of alcohol in your breath due to orange juice. So it's similar here. It's possible that there will be some false positives, but the beauty of this technology that Dr. Starr developed in his lab is that it's strictly geared towards marijuana breath, and it's specific to that substance.
How did you get this idea in the first place? I know you started your research back in 2016.
Yeah, that's about the time when marijuana started to be legal in many states, and we saw that there is a need for such a breathalyzer because people, I don't know how this can be enforceable if they say you're not supposed to drive impaired, but how they can tell if you're impaired or not, if they cannot detect presence of THC in your breath.
So do you intend to have this in some sort of a testing phase soon in one of the states where marijuana is legal? Or do you have any authorities anywhere who would like to try it out?
That's the next plan. Now we build the working prototype. The prototype now needs to be tested, and the levels that we're detecting in the breath needs to be correlated to the levels of impairment so such connection can be established.
Why do you think that we've gotten so far along in this country with so many different states legalizing the recreational use of marijuana and saying to people you can't drive under the influence of marijuana, and yet so far there isn't a product like yours on the market?
Well, it's a bit of a kind of both ethical and legal issue because given that the marijuana is still a Schedule I substance, it's difficult to actually carry out any research related to this substance because it does require extensive paperwork and extensive oversight over the any experiments that are carried out, right? So in some other countries such as Canada, this is becoming a bit easier given that they completely legalized the substance for public use. So I think now with more states adopting THC and marijuana as the legal substance, I think there will be some push even for the federal government to actually allow researchers to look and correlate these levels of impairment of smoking and impairment, which is basically missing from the scientific point of view. And you have to remember that even to establish these alcohol levels that we currently use in different states, it took almost 20 years to come up with those levels.
Was it difficult for you to do your research on this, given what you just talked about?
Yeah, so when I said that we started in 2016, it took 6 months before that to get all the approval from DEA so we can actually purchase THC and use it in the lab.
That is Alexander Starr and Irvin Sadich, who are two professors at the University of Pittsburgh who have developed a marijuana breathalyzer. We will see what happens with that. Thanks to both of you for joining us.
Thank you.
You're welcome.